In 1960, he went on to college. He decided to study English and philosophy at a small college in central Wisconsin. He describes himself as lazy, an unhappy student always on the brink of failure. During his years at school, he had no strong ambition. His last year was especially bad. As he put it, "I slept pretty well all through my last year, just waking up from time to time to eat a pizza." Just 3 days before graduation, he was kicked out of college for failing to complete a literature paper. In his last few months at college, he refused to attend classes or take exams. He seems to have felt that the subjects he was studying would not be useful in his life. To escape boredom, he decided to try the drama course. This was a surprising step for someone so shy and introverted to take. His first stage appearance turned out to be the most frightening experience of his life. He was terrified of making a fool out of himself in front of 600 other students. It was the first time he'd ever faced an audience. It terrified him, but it hooked him on acting. Determined to overcome his fear, he appeared in a number of college productions. Acting became the perfect way to escape a future as a 9-to-5 worker. Full of enthusiasm for acting, he signed up for a season of summer theater in Williams Bay, Wisconsin, in 1964. On June 26th, he made his first professional appearance on stage. By September, after 6 plays, it was over. It was time to move on to something else. He knew little about pursuing an acting career, but he did know that he had to go to either New York or Los Angeles to succeed. To decide which way to go, east or west, he flipped a coin. If it landed on tails, he'd go west. If heads, east. He flipped the coin, and it landed on heads. But New York was very cold in winter, and he didn't like the thought of both freezing and starving. So he kept flipping the coin until it landed on tails. At least he'd go hungry in nice weather. Then Harrison Ford and his girlfriend Mary loaded everything they owned into their Volkswagen and kept driving until they saw the Pacific Ocean.